Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Are you registered to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you. And just for documentation purposes, do you think of yourself as female or male?
Female.
Thank you so much. And how's your day going so far?
Okay.
I'm happy to hear that. May I please know what is the year of your birth?
1993.
You said 1993? Is that right?
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You mentioned that you are registered to vote. And let me ask you, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Nah.
You say you're not?
No, not to my knowledge.
Thank you. And I'm so sorry. Sometimes I will need to just confirm your response because I hear you, like, far away. So I apologize for that.
Yeah, no, it's okay. You're on speaker, and I keep moving my phone back and forth from my ears.
Okay. Well, thank you for understanding. Alrighty. May I please know what is your race? Are you white, black, African-American, Asian?
I'm black.
Thank you so much. Alrighty. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? How do you feel about the future of the planet?
Negative.
Okay. What about the future of the country?
Negative.
All right. What about your own future?
As positive as I can make it, so
okay. Okay, thank you so much. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I think 2.
You said 2, okay, thank you. Of the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you? So I'll go ahead and read a list, and please tell me which of these 3 are the most important to you, okay?
Go ahead.
Thank you. Immigration, gun violence, crime, economy and cost of living, healthcare, national security, racism and discrimination, abortion access, student loans, mental health, education, or climate change?
We're going to say all of them. I give all those things.
All right. But if you had to choose, which of these would be the
three, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I say the racism. There was one you said about the economy.
Economy and cost of living? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, economy and cost of living. And
we have
what's
education.
Some more options?
Yes, of course. We have education, mental health, student loans, abortion access, climate change, national security, healthcare, crime. We also have gun violence and immigration.
Ooh, that's hard. All those are really important topics. I'll say education.
Education. Thank you so much.
Pick up the education right now.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thinking about the chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most? So again, I'll read a list to you, and please tell me which of these 3 applies to you. Improving or maintaining mental health, improving or maintaining physical health, economic security and financial independence, advancing in your career, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, contributing to positive change in your community, having or caring for children, hobbies and free time activities, caring for senior family members, work-life balance, or your education.
Once again, that was a lot of good topics there.
Right.
I would say, there was one you said about the economy and cost of living again, right?
I have economy, economic security and financial independence.
Yeah, that
independence. Okay, that one. Okay,
the baby one about raising a family. That one.
Let me check on that one. Having or caring for our children.
Yeah.
Okay. We're missing one.
I guess my relationship.
All right, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships.
Yeah, my romantic.
Thank you so much.
I'm engaged, huh? I think about my romantic relationship a lot.
Oh, you say you're engaged?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks.
All right. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. Being young, being American, your spiritual or religious beliefs, your profession, being a woman, your hobbies or interests, your sexual orientation, your personality, being a member of your racial or ethnic group, or your role in relationships, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend. You can just
say three. My personality, is it three again or two?
Three.
Okay, so you had said one right after, read the first ones again.
Being young, being American, your spiritual religious belief, your profession, being a woman, your hobbies or interests.
There we go.
Your
hobbies
interests. Okay. We're missing one. We also have your sexual orientation, being a member of your racial ethnic group, or...
Let's say that.
Thank you. When you think about the American political system, I'm so sorry about that, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Happiness.
Nervous or scared on this.
Let's see what we got here. We have happiness, exhaustion, hope, anger or frustration, pride, disappointment or sadness, or dread.
I'm going to say the nervous, the one who said it was frustrated. And not dread, it's, well, kind of, but. Frustrated and...
We have dread, disappointment or sadness, pride.
Disappointment. Yeah.
Disappointment, okay. I appreciate it. Alrighty, which of the following statements comes closer to your opinion? Statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Would you go with statement A, B, or C?
Most likely C.
C, okay. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following.
Capitalism.
All right, let's go. Let's go with the list again. All right, too many old white men in power.
Mm-hmm.
Systemic racism. Not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Power-hungry politicians seeking control. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. The two-party system, division and gridlock between political parties, or corporate money has too much influence. And this one, on this one, you may choose up to three.
Oh. Dang, they should say four because a good portion of those. All right, so the first two.
Too many old white men in power, systematic racism, And we just need one more. We have not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. The two-party system, corporate money has too much influence.
Yeah, do that. Corporate money has too much
influence. Okay. Thank you. How much do you think, decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? So I will read to you a list of people or organizations, and please tell me how this affects you. The first one I got is Congress. How does Congress affect your personal life? Would you say a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Okay. Your city government?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Community organizations like nonprofits or grassroots coalitions?
A little.
Thank you. Ballot initiatives like proposed laws that the public votes on directly?
A little.
President Biden?
Somewhat.
Okay. The Supreme Court?
Somewhat.
Okay. Your state government?
Somewhat.
I appreciate it. We're almost there. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. So I will read to you the descriptions, and you can tell me how this description makes you feel. You can select very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating. The first description I have is, in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Would you say?
What was the option?
Yes, very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating.
Not at all motivating.
Okay. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them service.
Not motivating.
Not at all motivating, okay? The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions.
Not at all motivating.
Okay? The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aims to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers.
Motivating.
You said, would that be somewhat motivating or very motivating?
If they do or if they don't.
It says, let me repeat the question just to make sure that we are in this. It says the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program.
Motivating.
Not? Okay.
Not.
Thank you so much, and I'm sorry to interrupt you. Alrighty. Okay. In your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change you want to see in the United States? I will read to you a list. Please tell me if this action is very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not effective at all. The first one, signing a petition. Do you think that is effective or not?
Not
effective at all, or not very effective?
Not effective. Not very effective.
Not very effective, okay. What about volunteering for advocacy organization?
Volunteering for what?
for advocacy organization? Advocacy?
I guess I can be, is there a somewhat?
Yes, somewhat effective, yes.
Yeah, put somewhat effective.
Thank you. Contacting or attending an event with your elected representative.
Somewhat effective.
Thank you. Boycotting a company.
What about a company?
Boycotting a company.
A little effective.
Would that be not very effective?
Yeah, not very effective.
Okay. Attending a protest?
Somewhat effective.
Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or social media?
Not very effective.
Okay. Voting in elections?
Somewhat effective.
I appreciate it very much. Moving on. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting, which best describe why you may have not voted in the previous election. You may choose up to three. First one. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. The candidates didn't represent your values. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly. Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. You did not have time to vote. You did not know how or when to vote or register. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. You did not know enough about your candidates. None of the above, because you always vote.
I mean, I always vote, so.
Okay, none of the above, because you always vote, okay? For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing a petition, contacting representatives, etc. So I will read to you some statements. Please tell me if this statement makes you feel more or less engaged with the political system in the United States. The first statement I have is, young voters turn out in huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion. We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI representatives in history. In our power is only growing. Millennial and Gen Z Americans will make up half of eligible voters by 2024, giving young voters decisive influence on election outcomes. Let's put this power into action so that our government reflects us in our values. That statement makes you feel less or more engaged with the political system.
More.
Okay. Would you say engage a lot more or engage a little more?
A little more.
Thank you. What about the federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan projected to cut up pollution by 40% by the end of the decade? This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, also known as IPCC, reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophe warming. We must continue to push measures like this for a liable and sustainable future. Engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, a little more. Thank you
engage
so much.
A little more.
I appreciate it. In 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade, restricting access for people across the country and triggering near total bans in 24 states. but young women have made it clear that we won't accept this attack on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy to protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our bodies. Would you say engage a lot more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Engage a lot more.
Thank you. Last statement I got here is, right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages. While the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying $0 in federal taxes, the powerful few have always worked to rig the rules by paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand the corporations be held accountable and pay their fair share.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, would that statement make you feel engaged a lot more, a little less, a little more,
a lot less?
Engage a lot more. Thank you so much. We're almost done here. What are the media sources? We are like 2 minutes away. We're almost done. All right.
Yeah,
so what,
we got two more.
All right. I'll do this as fast as I can. I appreciate the time and you're helping me a lot.
Actually, I just got home from work and I haven't been able to go upstairs. I can't really take all these groceries upstairs on the phone. So I was just.
Okay. Yeah. Let me do this as fast as I can. Thank you. What are the media sources that you check most for new content? You may choose two. I have YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, national TV news stations, international news outlets. YouTube and TikTok. Thank you so much. Thinking about the content you consume, online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose two. Hobbies, tips and hacks, business, finance, government, politics, sports, science, technology, health, beauty, self-care, music, humor, memes, shows, movies, or new current events?
Humor and current events.
Okay, I appreciate that. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
From college.
Okay. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, or bisexual?
I'm bisexual.
You said bisexual?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow? I know you mentioned you're engaged. I just want to make sure.
I'm living with my partner.
Thank you. Unmarried, living with a partner, okay? Are you a parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No, not yet.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status?
Employed?
Okay, would that be full-time or part-time?
Oh, you. Yeah.
I'm sorry, you said full-time?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. For whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican?
Yeah. I vote for Joe Biden.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Say 25,000.
I'm sorry?
Say like 30,000.
30,000? Okay. Thank you. Alrighty. These were all the questions that I had for you today. I thank you so much for helping me out, and I really hope you have a beautiful night.
You have a great night, too.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.